scourge of male violence against women. What do we do about it? What do we do? You know, I heard the Premier, Jacinta Allen, a couple of days ago saying, you know, something needs to be done, this needs to stop, and I agree. But the solutions range from it's the fault of all men to it's the fault of a very small minority of men. Now, saying that male violence is the responsibility or the fault of every male person, I think is wrong. I'm not a violent person. I would never raise my hand against a woman. I don't feel that I should be personally responsible for the actions of a minority. What do we do about the minority? I was talking to Russell Howcroft just minutes ago in the changeover between Breakfast Show and this show, and he says that there's no counselling services for men who might feel that they're going to become violent. Maybe we do that. You know, in the same way that if people contemplate suicide, there's, you know, Lifeline and other things like that that they can turn to for help. Maybe we need better counselling for men. But I think tarring all men with the brush that all men are potentially violent and that therefore all men are somehow responsible to stop it, I don't agree with that. But what do we do about it? Having a woman killed on average every 4 days is unacceptable. And it is mainly male violence against women. There are very rare times when you get female violence against men, but usually it is the other way around.